build a little bit bigger building that I can grow into, because I'm just a man of moderate means at this point, and I'm just trying to look into the future about 4 or 5 years and build something that I want to be proud of and that can serve the community. I also am asking for that big lodge-style building to be approved for short-term rental, only because of the way the guidance code is written. Because had I known that I might be able to get that use approved as well as the real estate office, I might have just gone ahead 2 years ago and asked for that to be approved as well. So that's basically what I'm asking for now for the new building. I don't have any intention of using it for short-term rental anytime soon because I do need to operate my real estate business, but it would be nice if I didn't have to come back, if I grew out of the location again, to just go ahead and convert it to a short-term rental and use it that way.
And just so the board understands, this is not the special use permit. He's asking for just straight Division III that would carry with the property for both uses.
Since I'd be paying commercial taxes on both properties, 100% commercial. But your thoughts and advice are welcome. I'm just throwing a concept out there. I do need a bigger real estate office.
So if you move from 5 to 25, that's pretty good 2 years.
Yeah, we have a good team, and we're all a family. And as a matter of fact, the good Lord told me if you want to have a family, you need a home, which is why we bought that house and remodeled it instead of being in a commercial setting, because nobody wants to go to a commercial office every day of their lives. I know I don't.
Is your nightly rental, are you trying to apply that to your commercial building?
I am, yes. So I'm asking for short-term rental approval, not only for my existing office, which I'm going to continue to use as an office until I build the new one. Once I move into the new one and have a vacant property, I'd like to just buy some furniture and have it retrofitted with a sprinkler or whatever the requirements would be, and operate that as a short-term rental.
So your nightly rental is a residential application.
I don't know. You're
going to put people there to stay overnight. You're not renting it out just for group meetings. You were talking.
Correct.
People are going to have seminars and things.
Well, that would be in the big new building.
Okay.
I want to build a big classroom in there.
Okay.
And hold classes in the evenings for various business type purposes.
So if he has a Division III meeting hall set up, he doesn't need anything but nightly rental.
Well, he wanted the ability to use the new lodge in the future if real estate changes and he makes his wealth and he wants to retire, to be able to use that home for a nightly rental.
Okay, so you might convert it to a residential nightly rental application.
I hope I never have to.
Hope you do. Okay. But you live long enough that you'll retire.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It carries with the property.
Okay. And I also don't know if... In the future, what I might like to do, and I don't know if I need to bring this up now or later, but I don't want to build and the reason why I'm building a 15-bedroom lodge is because I want to give those agents individual offices. You know, I don't just want to put them in a bullpen, which is depressing for people. So when I've got those individual offices, the agents, they feel comfortable, it works for a business setting. Plus, we sell a lot of them. So when somebody comes in, and we work with a lot of developers, so if somebody walks into our office and it's this beautiful lifestyle setting, they can see that we do know what we're doing, we do have some good taste, and we might be able to offer suggestions to people that want to build those kinds of properties. So I hope you can understand that it kind of fits with what I do anyway.
So when you build this, are you going to build it for an end result of the nightly rentals? So you're going to apply both? It's not really codes, but how an architect would design a commercial building versus...
Good question.
15.
It kind of goes along with my personality. What I want to do, Randy, is I want to build the most beautiful, most epic 15-bedroom vacation rental there that anyone has ever seen in Taney County. I want to put a pool on it, and I want it to be beautiful. But I need you to believe me when I tell you that I hope I never have to use it as that. But for real estate agents and for my clients to be able to walk in there and see this beautiful office, and for them to be able to stay late at work and have their kids come and use the pool, that could be a great recruiting tool for me as a brokerage, to take care of my agents so much that I've put in a pool for them. Half the agents from Reese Nichols would come over the next day. So that's my plan. I'm just trying to be a little strategic about it and build something that fits with what I'm kind of known for in the area anyway.
So your initial use is Real estate.
Real estate office.
It's in the real estate office.
Yep.
But sometime down the road, you want to have, you got half the offices are empty, you want to have the ability to make it an island rental for residential people, for people come down to the area.
Yes, sir. Anything can happen, right?
Oh, I'll vouch for that.
Yeah, I mean, so I could lose my real estate business. And I'd still like to be able to not have to worry about what I'm going to do with that property. It would be a financial burden to me to have this property and build this lodge and not be able to run a real estate office out of it. So it would be easy for me to just be able to switch this to a short-term rental without having to come back and ask for that use again. And I know that there's some code changes that are coming down the pipeline, maybe. And so I just wanted to be sure that I was able to communicate my intentions as best I could at this point in time.
What's the square foot?
Of the house? I would probably, I don't know, but I'm guessing it would probably be probably around 4,000, 5,000 square feet, if I could afford that.
Two story,
yeah, walk-out basement, so basement with two story. And I don't want something obnoxious, you know, I'm going to scrape away some of that land and put some blackberry vines in there, and I want to have that office, I want to have that pool. And down the road, one of the services that I provide is that no other real estate office provides in town is I provide storage for my agent's signs. And sometimes those can get pretty big. You've seen them on the road, those big commercial signs. So to have a warehouse building tucked back into the woods might be something I'd do in the future. Honestly, another idea that I could do is, I mean, I could build a 10,000 square foot warehouse building and only finish half of it and put up a really nice facade on the front to make it look nice from the road. And it would be easy for me to compartmentalize and to kind of grow into that building. But it's not really what I want to do. It might be cheaper, but I just don't think it would look as good along that corridor. That's just my opinion.
For future, would you go ahead and install the required safety aspects, life safety?
Yeah, I would have, when I build it, yes.
Rather than do it.
Yeah, I would, yeah. I would go ahead and have it sprinkled and bring it up to whatever code, you know, that I had to at this time. I don't know if we have to do alarms now in the county or not, but in the city we do. Okay.
So could that be administrative then? Have that language in there to approve for Beaver, I call it business use group, but approve it for that, but have language in the decision that when the time comes, he has to come back to you.
Well, his decision record will reflect both uses. So if he does the real estate side, he'll have to meet A, B, C, D. Then if he ever flips over to the nightly rental, he'll have to do that nightly rental. He'll have to have a representative. He'll have to have sprinklers. He'll have to have parking, etc. He'll have to match that before he can start doing that use. Yes.
And here's a question also. Would it be better for me to request the use as a real estate office or as a general office complex? Because, I mean, what if an attorney's office or an accounting firm wanted to rent that and I didn't want to do nightly rental at that point? I just want to be able to use it as a commercial piece of property, regardless of...
It's a professional office building. It's a professional
okay,
office building.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not going to change its use enough.
Okay.
During our current code that we'd make you come back
okay.
there. Yeah.
Oh, you would?
No.
Get you
oh.
okay, okay. Okay, okay. Yeah. I mean, if I can't get a nightly rental approval on that piece of land that I'm currently in, I need to be able to rent it to somebody. But when I run the numbers on it, I'm only going to make half of what I could make if I operated as a nightly rental. So the cash flow that I get from that, I would have to use to subsidize my office on the big one. And, because I can't charge my real estate company $4,000 a month to move into this big office yet. Someday I will, but not for another couple of years. So I'd be personally eating the cost. I'd only be charging my real estate company about $2,000, $2,500 for this great big building, and I would be subsidizing the cost, and I would be using the income from this nightly rental to be able to do that until I grew my business, my real estate business, to the point where I didn't have to do that anymore, and I could use that money to go on a vacation with other time. So that's my, I know it's confusing, I'm just trying to think two or three moves ahead here. And I know that's, I don't know if this is the right way to do it, but so I submit myself to your mercy and knowledge and humble opinions. So.
Any other comments or questions? We'll see you then November the 12th. That's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
I will make one late comment. Talk
yes,
to your near neighbors and get them down here.
Okay. Okay, the ones right across the street?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, will do.
Because the ones that don't want it are going to show up.
Well, I've been through this before. I know.
Me too.
So, I know you guys have. So I will. I'll do some legwork. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, are we ready for our next one? That'd be number 19-48, Jerome Harris. Proposed heating and cooling business located at 125 Prairie Lane, Kirbyville.
Okay, your applicant seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to relocate his heating and cooling business to a 5.3-acre parcel located at 125 Prairie Lane, Kirbyville. I've zoomed out here. Of course, Branson's over here to our left, Forsyth at the top. This is MM Highway. Does everybody know where we're at?
Mm-hmm.
Heating and air. He's going to go right in here, but he's going to come off of Prairie. He's actually got a Division I application for a home to be put right back in this location. But you can, I'll come to pictometry and you'll see an area here. I think it was in his application, but.
I think it was page 5.
Yeah, there we go. Post 40 by 60 building. We'll cover it when we get in the public hearing, but he'll have probably county water, Taney County number 2, and have to do an on-site wastewater system, which he'll permit through Taney County Environmental Services. So.
So you own the whole 5 acres, and you're going to build a house there, too? Your
yes, rent, sir.
Okay, and then you're putting your shop there, too?
Yes, sir.
I'm Scott Hall. I'm here with him. We did give you some renderings of what we think the building is going to look like. I think that we talked about there might be more than one door, but other than that, it's a pretty accurate rendering of what we're looking at. On the application, we did have, I think, the old address, but as Scott mentioned, we got the updated address to 125 Prairie Lane to go off that smaller lane. I do want to point out there is some natural buffering along the fence, too. I think one of the pictures showed it a little bit better, but it's pretty good buffering. It's pretty rural setting, so we don't think there's going to be much problems with any of the neighbors. Jerry's his business has done very well, and he just really needs a shop. It's not the kind of business where he's going to have a lot of customers out there. He's got a couple people that are working for him. Hopefully he'll have a couple more in a few years. But they're going to do some parking right there by the building, to kind of, allow for those employees to park there.
So basically, where would your building sit?
Right in there, yes, sir.
Oh, okay, in that corner.
In that corner, not so far. It's going to be just a little bit. We measured it out to 30 feet from the edge of the road.
Yeah, or
it's got to be MoDOT, away from the road far enough.
And the drive will be about 400 feet.
Yes.
So you're going to just come right down parallel the right.